protesting a large data center that was pulled off the agenda. A St. Charles City Council meeting actually had to move to a bigger venue tonight because of the public outcry over this proposed project.
All right, there's Channel 4 leading with this story last night about the St. Charles County Council meeting, the hundreds of people who showed up, the fact that this data center had pretty much already been withdrawn by the time the meeting took place, but we wanted to find out all the details, so we invited Mayor Dan Borgmeyer to join us this morning from St. Charles. And Mayor, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Mark. I'm fine.
Good, good. So I know this was withdrawn, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you had withdrawn your support for the project as well prior to last night, correct?
That is correct, yeah. I've been reviewing the process for since last spring when it was first introduced, and there's a lot of good and there's a lot of bad about the data center, but the lack of transparency and a lack of information available to the public was just, it overwhelmed it. And I think at the end, the developers realized the error of their ways, and that's why they withdrew it.
So why the high level of secrecy here? I think a lot of people were suspicious, if for no other reason than the fact that nobody seemed to be able to answer any questions.
Well, there's an NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, signed way back in the spring when this thing first happened. Not necessarily an uncommon practice with big dynamic things that come into the county and city. We get those things all the time. It was signed by a staffer. We were told by legal that they didn't know whether it applied to everyone, me, the council, or anybody else. So that was part of it. But at any time in the process, the developer could have said, you know what, we're going to release a lot of information. We had numerous meetings with them. They would say they would, and then they would renege on that, and we just were not able to provide the people with enough information to let them make a qualified judgment.
Sure. Hey, good morning, Mayor Dan Buck here. I know you and I have talked many times about various projects and very familiar with an NDA. Normally, a city, when I'm working with a city, they always want the details of who their neighbor's going to be, who's going to own the company. At any point, did you ever get information? If you're under the NDA, you can't share that. But did you ever get information of who the actual company is? And we know who the developer was, but you want to know who the tenant's going to be, right?
It was alluded to. It's just as if somebody builds a big warehouse in St. Charles. We don't know who they're going to lease it to. There's some suspicions. We were told numerous times that it was one of the top 100 companies in the United States. Everybody has their suspicions. People last night said Amazon and a bunch of other stuff, but that's not been validated by the developer.
Right. But you didn't know, correct? So you really had no idea. It could have been a Chinese company for all you knew.
No, it was not a Chinese company. It was alluded to, okay, but not to the point that it was definitive.
Interesting. So what happens now? I mean, as Dan pointed out to me the other day, who's been in the development world, you can withdraw a proposal. That doesn't mean it's gone away. Is this project dead at that site?
Well, it was DOA going into last night, and if they would have gone ahead and let the council vote and they voted it down, there's a one-year moratorium. So, I mean, they got a lot of strong legal minds and a lot of money behind them, and their decision to pull it enables them to bring it back at some point. Now, I will say this unequivocally, and I said it last night, it is so damaged that even if they come back with all the benefits, and there are some extraordinary benefits, but even if they come back with all that, it's going to be a big hill to climb.
Did they ever give you an energy consumption estimate in any of the documents that you saw? Because that also was a big concern of whether even the grid could hold what that massive facility was going to require.
Yeah. Well, what was said was we asked about water, we asked about electric, and we were told if we even give you our water consumption or our electric consumption, our competitors can work back from that and undercut our project. So that was that element of it. It was a difficult road to go down all this time.
Yeah, I'll bet. We're talking to Mayor Dan Borgmeyer from the city of St. Charles about this data center project that's been withdrawn. As you just said, it doesn't mean that they couldn't try to take another run at it at some point. There were stories out there floating around before this happened that whoever owned this property was some relative of yours. I just want to give you a chance to clear that up.
That was brought up by one of my former mayoral opponents in the election, and I don't know the people. First of all, the city has no relationship with that purchase. That was done between CRG Clayco and whoever owns the property.
Yeah.
And I, after they told me that, I looked into it. I've known the Hallra family for years. The Borgmeyers, the Heskamps, the Hallras, the Elmans. We all go generations back, and we're probably all shirt tail at some point. I had my legal department look into it, and they said I'm probably somewhere between 3 and 5 degrees by marriage. I don't know these folks. Their father or grandfather I met when I was probably 5 years old with my grandpa. But no, there's no family connection. Just like there's two separate Borgmeyer families, there's two separate Heskamp families in St. Charles also. And, so it was a political stunt, basically.
Yeah, and Mayor, that is such a dangerous, slippery slope. I mean, if it's a cousin doing a private transaction with a private developer, who cares? I mean, people need to understand mayors and council members have relatives in a community that do business. It was insane. The minute I saw it, I thought, what a political witch hunt that is. And I'm glad you were able to clear that up today.
It kind of was a witch hunt, and the easiest thing to sell, and you know, I was in the PR business for 50 years. The easiest thing to sell is fear.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And there was a lot of that going on.
Well, I know you still had a big turnout last night, so I think I don't think this is going to disappear from people's minds anytime.
No, the unions were well represented last night. They were probably a third of the audience. And there was a lot of people with concerns. I probably answered somewhere between 100 and 150 emails and phone calls in the last 4 or 5 days. So I was very transparent with people. I told them what was going on. But again, as I said in one of my comments, I can't just go on the web and look at a couple statistics and run. I interviewed people. One of our mayors in St. Charles County actually works for a data center. I visited with him. I visited with data center people. I did my due diligence on it, and I expressed to everybody after the hearing on Thursday night or the town hall on Thursday night that the people had spoken and that I was going to withdraw my any support that I had for the project.
Mayor Borgmeyer, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. We'll have you back. Mayor Dan Borgmeyer there, City of St. Charles.
My mayor.
Your mayor.
That's right.
I live
in St. Charles.
Coming up, we're going to talk more about the cost of socialism with Brian Brenberg. Stay tuned.